The warmth behind the storm. In a small sunny town, there lived a cheerful boy named Akash. He was 8 years old, curious as a squirrel, and always full of questions. His mother, Mona, loved him more than anything in the world. But like all mothers, she sometimes scolded him, especially when Akash did things that made her worry. Akash never understood one thing. Why did Ma get angry if she loved him so much? He always searched an answer to this question, but never got an answer. But one bright Saturday morning, Akash woke up with a tiny idea in his head, an idea that grew bigger and shinier by the minute. He had decided to build a kite so big that it could almost touch the clouds. He wanted to surprise his mother and show her how high he could fly it. While his mother was busy in the kitchen, Akash sneaked outside with sticks, glue, paper, and thread. He built and built until his hands were sticky and his face was covered with tiny bits of paper. When he was done, the kite looked magnificent. Red, blue, purple, and gold sparkling under the sun like a piece of the rainbow. Akash whispered excitedly, "Just wait till Ma sees this." He wanted to fly it right away, but the wind was strong that morning. In fact, too strong. And the skies above the small town had a habit of changing quickly. Akash didn't notice any of that. He just ran to the open field and let the giant kite lift into the air. It soared beautifully at first, dancing and twirling. But suddenly, a big gust of wind pulled the string so hard that Akash stumbled. The kite jerked, dipped, and zoomed dangerously close to the tall mango tree at the edge of the field. Oh! Before Akash could do anything, the kite tangled in the branches and he began tugging desperately, pulling the thread harder and harder. The tree was tall, but Akash was determined. So determined, in fact, that he didn't even notice that he was climbing the lower branches. Just then, Akash! It was his mother's voice, sharp, worried, and a little angry. Akash froze, listening to his mother's voice. Mona rushed towards the tree, her face pale. "What are you doing, Akash? You could fall and hurt yourself," she cried, her voice trembling even as her eyebrows tightened. Akash climbed down slowly, his heart thumping. He avoided her eyes. He felt embarrassed and a little scared too. "Ma, I just wanted to fly the kite," he whispered. "And you thought climbing a tree alone was a good idea?" Mona shouted, her voice louder than she wanted it to be. Akash felt tears sting his eyes. Whenever Ma scolded him, it felt like thunder. But he didn't understand that her heart was raining with worry. They walked home quietly. Ma held his hand tightly, not angrily, but protectively. Still, Akash didn't look up at her even once. That evening, everything felt strange. Ma cooked his favorite dinner, paneer paratha and sweet lassi. But Akash poked at his plate. "Are you upset?" Mona asked gently. Akash shook his head, but his cheeks puffed the way that always did when he was hiding something. "Akash," she said softly, "look at me." He finally looked up at his mom. Ma's eyes weren't angry anymore. They were tired and full of something warm. "I'm sorry, Akash," I shouted, Mona said. "I was scared, very scared." Akash blinked. "But you were angry, Ma." Mona smiled a small, sad smile. "Sometimes," she said, "love looks like anger, Akash." Akash tilted his head like a confused little baby. Mona continued, "Imagine you're standing at the edge of a well. If I scream your name loudly to stop you, am I angry at you or scared that you might fall into the well?" Akash thought about it. "Scared?" he said. "Yes," she nodded. "Anger is sometimes the loud coat that worry wears. Parents don't get angry because they don't love. We get angry because we love you so much." She touched his cheek gently. "When you climbed that tree, I saw you slipping. In that moment, my fear became a shout, but my heart." She placed his hand on her chest. "My heart was only praying that you were safe." Akash felt something warm bloom inside him, like a lantern glowing. "So, your anger was actually worry, Ma?" Mona nodded. "And worry comes from love, my child," she said. Akash suddenly hugged Mona very tightly and said, "I love you, Ma." Mona also hugged him back even tighter. "I love you more than all the kites in the world," she whispered. The next morning, something magical happened. When Akash woke up, he saw a brand new kite resting near his bed, a beautiful one, shaped like a bright blue bird with glittering wings. Mona stood by the door, smiling. "I thought maybe we could fly this one together," she said. Akash's eyes sparkled. "Really, Ma?" he asked. "Yes," she laughed, "but only if the wind is right. Also, we will go together." In no time, the wind was blowing as gentle as it could. And then Mona and Akash walked to the field, hand in hand. The sky was calm, the breeze gentle, of course. Mona helped Akash hold the string properly. When he let go, the kite soared up, up higher than the mango tree, higher than the rooftops, so high that it looked like a tiny blue star dancing in the sky. "Look, Ma," Akash shouted happily. "It's flying. My kite is flying, Ma." "Yes," Mona smiled, her eyes shining. "Just like you, my son," she replied. Akash looked up at her. "Ma?" "Yes," she replied. "Will you always get worried when I do something dangerous?" Akash asked, his tone a little sad. Mona knelt and kissed the top of his head. "My love is bigger than any anger, stronger than any worry, and lasts longer than every kite string in this world, my little baby." Akash quickly wrapped his arms around his mother, and together they watched the kite dance against the blue sky, beautiful, free, and full of promise. At that moment, Akash finally understood something important, that a mother's love isn't only in her hugs, her laughter, or her smiles. It is also in her fears, her scolding, her warnings, and even in her anger, because every bit of it comes from the same place. The mother's heart that loves without any end. And from that day on, whenever Mona raised her voice, Akash no longer felt thunder inside his chest. He heard something else instead, the sound of love wearing its loud protective coat.